Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So this pandemic that we're going through has been tough, you know, real life stress test for businesses around the world. A lot have, you know, had to quickly respond by adopting many long-term digital projects in the space of weeks and, you know, even months.
Yeah, that's right. So this has all raised questions over what a new era of innovation will look like. And to understand the changing nature of work in this new normal, digital products and services company Cognizant has conducted a survey of 4,000 senior executives across the Asia Pacific, the Middle East, and 120 from Singapore.
And the results may surprise you, you know. It found that Singapore companies felt most impacted by COVID-19 throughout the region.
Yeah, 52% of companies here, compared to the regional average of 44%, experienced slightly negative to very negative impact on their business performance in 2020.
Yeah, let's find out a little bit more about these results and get some insights on how organizations are gearing up for this second act of digital. On the line with us from New Delhi is Manish Dal, Associate Vice President for Cognizant's Center for the Future of Work. I understand it's 5 a.m. over there, Manish. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're most welcome. Very happy to speak with you. Let's talk about this survey. Tell us how Cognizant helps clients anticipate the workforce changes ahead, and then through that, implement technologies that they're going to need.
Yeah, sure. So today's businesses, if you look at, need more than just the latest technologies to stay relevant. They must solve real human problems. So we are helping our clients focus on the digital technologies that will make and keep them modern, ensuring their relevance today and into the future. And at Cognizant Center for the Future of Work, the team that I represent, we have a charter to examine how work is changing and will change in response to the emergence of new technologies, new business practices, and new workers. And we use this analysis of work trends and dynamics to help clients apply it to create the most value within their organizations.
Okay, so let's jump ahead, Manish, and do that. This study found that 52% of companies in Singapore experienced slightly negative to very negative impact from COVID-19 on their business performance last year, compared to a regional average of 44%. So the obvious question is, why were Singapore businesses affected more than others in the region?
Yeah, so if you look at the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, disrupted the global economic activity and led to both demand and supply side shocks to the Singapore economy. Throughout 2020, business sentiment for Singapore's SMEs, which make up 50% of its GDP, was at an all-time low. So sectors that rely more on international travel, like the air transport, the hotel industry, and other tourism-related sectors, they were impacted the most. And the consumer-facing sectors like retail and food services were also affected by the cutback in domestic consumption due to stricter, you know, safe distancing measures and lockdowns. However, if you look at, there was also some bright spots in the economy with a rise in demand for online sales, services, and ultimately, you know, e-commerce.
We're speaking with Manish Bal, who is Associate Vice President for Cognizant Center for the Future of Work. Manish, I'm sure you've had a lot of conversations about how the pandemic has accelerated the adoption of new digital ways of working in that sense. But based on your study, only 47% of companies in Singapore agreed to that statement. Could you explain why? Or are we in our own bubble thinking that, you know, digital has accelerated that fast?
Yeah, so that's correct. The pandemic has given organizations a better understanding of the purpose of digital tools and how they can be applied to maintain long-term growth even beyond the pandemic. Although right now, 47% of companies in Singapore agree that the pandemic has accelerated the adoption of new digital ways of working, we believe that this trend will only accelerate. And this is also reflected in our study because we found Singaporean companies aim to generate 19% of their revenue from various digital channels by 2023, which is up from 11% today, right? And this is the highest growth of 73% among all APAC countries we found. So companies that view the pandemic as a catalyst for becoming digital at the core and an opportunity to get closer to their customers and employees will maintain their footing and even grow stronger in the recovery.
Okay, Manish, I have a bit of a left field question for you, so just be prepared. I'm really curious. I'm looking at this number, 47% of companies in Singapore, and those are the ones that have agreed that the pandemic has accelerated this adoption, right? This is what we were just talking about. I'm really surprised it's 47%. Why is it not more than that? Is there anything that you know about the context of the study that can explain that?
Yeah, sure. If you look at the majority of companies, right, they are still trying to figure out, how the digital ways of working is going to accelerate, their future and the way they operate business, right? They're still trying to figure out, but it doesn't mean, right, when we say 47% of companies in Singapore agreed, it doesn't mean that the rest are not agreeing. So they are either neutral or they are sort of, trying to figure out what needs to be done to ensure that they are on the fast track to recovery.
Manish, if we're talking about, adopting digital quickly as a country, is there a country that has done the best in dealing with the pandemic through digital?
So let me put it in a different perspective. It is companies and not just countries, that are moving ahead. A senior executive, to give you an example, a senior executive from an insurance company in Singapore, told us that while automation will impact roles like sales agents, underwriters, claims and policy processes, it would also help insurers offer personalized and human experience at scale. So now machines are taking over lots of data-specific stuff, the risk assessment to process the claims or the calculation of premiums. Mm. So as a result, employees get to spend more time with clients. So automation is actually helping them, making their jobs easier.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what you're saying is, effectively, the technology, there's an acceptance now that the technology can advance your business practice and not just support it. Would you say that that's been the big shift change?
Absolutely, right. That is going to be the biggest shift what we are seeing. Rather than relying solely on artificial intelligence and automation for the work ahead, we found that businesses are blending and extending the strengths of humans, like the innovation, the decision-making, leadership, with the capabilities of machines. For instance, accuracy, computation, speed, to create a partnership to achieve business goals. So the point I'm trying to make is that the transition to intelligent machines will require an acute focus on the relationship between humans and machines, how the two will collaborate, and how the current workforce and the businesses, itself adapt to AI.
Common sentiment also is that, you get the AI, you get the machines take over some of the mundane tasks, and you have a situation where human-centric skills are going to gain prominence in the future. Apart from going for courses and trying to understand technology and whatnot, as a human, what can I do to ensure that all these human-only skills have prominence in the workforce, and what can employers do to ensure that remains?
Right. So absolutely, as the future of work unfolds, what makes us human is what will make us employable, in the future. Decision-making, strategic thinking, and leadership will become the most important skills in the coming years. And also, if you look at machines like the emotional quotient, and hence, they are less effective in a real-time customer service. So human role will become more focused on what gets done with data-driven insights, as opposed to how data is processed. Right. So the work ahead won't be so much about beating the bots, but it is all about becoming better humans, in the digital economy. And that's where employers need to reskill and upskill, their workforce to ensure that, people are comfortable working with machines, leveraging these machines instead of working against them.
Okay. I guess the overall message is use your brain. I'm actually quite excited, Manish, about the next question, which is around what sorts of jobs you think will emerge.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Yeah, over the next decade. I've got three kids, and I always think, what sort of things should I be advising them to be up on in the future? It's going to be the era of AI, algorithms, automation. But what can you tell us?
So some time ago, we had published these two reports, 21 Jobs of the Future and 21 More Jobs of the Future. So in these two reports, we proposed 42 new jobs that would emerge from a world of AI, automation, algorithms, and big data. So these jobs are positioned over a 10-year timeline and according to their tech centricity. And each is presented in the form of a job description, right? So some of the jobs that we proposed are like human-machine teaming manager. So if the future of work and workforce is going to be hybrid, We need someone who can manage both humans and machines at the end of the day. So that's exactly the role of human machine teaming manager is going to be. Another role that we proposed is machine risk officer. So who's going to ensure that these machines are not delivering the negative or the biased outcomes at the end of the day? So the machine risk officer will ensure that these machines are delivering the right sort of outcomes what are expected from them. And some of the jobs that we proposed, like chief purpose planner, what is the purpose of your business in the post-COVID world? And then the people are struggling to manage their finances today. So as a wellness coach, you are going to ensure that people are in good shape of their finances. So I encourage, your audience to download these two reports, which will give them some food for thought on the kind of jobs that will appear in their organizations in the times to come.
I have to admit, I love that idea. Chief Purpose Planner. What a great title. I love that.
Sometimes at home, it's just called the parents. but Manish, you encourage listeners to download these surveys, and these surveys give insights to, how you can look ahead where your business is concerned. What else is there to work on surveys-wise? I mean, are we missing any gaps here when we're looking at the future? Is there something that you guys are working on that could help us?
Yeah, sure. We are working on this very interesting project, the timeline of next. So if you look at, we all be going back soon, and many already have, back to our offices, back to vacations, back to concerts, back to almost everything. But while we go back, this shouldn't be thought as a return. So absolutely, there will be a post-lockdown world, no doubt about it. But we will have changed. We all have changed. And that's what this paper is all about. The future of cities, the future of housing, the future of commuting, and the future of friends and family. So basically the future of you. So by thinking ahead, we might capitalize on what's to come. So this paper is scheduled to be published in April, and I'll be glad to share thoughts with your audience when the report is out.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. Paint a picture of the future for us.
Yeah.
We'll catch
the
up with you.
Future of you. Gosh.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you again in April. No, it just makes me think, can you imagine people having kids this year? I bumped into a friend yesterday who just given birth. And I was just thinking, when they grow up in this new world, they'll hear stories about the old world, which we come from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gosh, yeah. Wow. Manish Mal, who is Associate Vice President for Cognizant's Center for the Future of Work, on the line with us. Manish, really appreciate your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks for a wonderful discussion.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.